Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. No doubt seeing the great news that Next Generation is here for 2025. More importantly, Team Bath are going to be part of the league, and I, for one, am delighted to see their inclusion. On the line now is Academy Head Coach Natalie Roddy, Anion Lemonia, who's going to be co-leading the side, along with somebody who's going to be part of the team, Phoebe Maslin. First, I suppose, we needed that Team Bath name to be included as part of this, didn't we?
Oh, Andy, to say that we fought for that over the summer and just delighted that we're still here, you know, and our pathway has been growing and it's healthy and it's strong, and the support across the Southwest from all of the counties, all of the coaches, clubs, is just the outpouring of support was unbelievable. So it was a real happy day when we could literally go back out to people and say, okay, almost business as usual. The academy part, at least, will continue and is continuing to grow. So it's exciting, yes. As with all of our squads, actually, we ran open trials. And this year, we didn't know what the response would be in terms of people's interest in continuing to be a part of Bath, and if they, whether we would see a dip in terms of interest in applicants and that kind of thing. But the opposite, which I'm delighted about, we were completely inundated with applications. And because we'd waited to kind of launch everything, we trialled everything in the first 2 weeks in September. I wouldn't choose to do that again, I have to say. It was brutal, but that's including our athlete development centres across the Southwest and all of our performance age groups. And, the response to the expression of interest at trial was we were inundated. So surpassed anything we've ever had before. And in the same way, we had more applicants for our next-gen squad than we have. I guess it's the first time. So, you know, obviously we've not had next-gen until this season, but as a comparison, it surpassed anything we've had in the past for under-21s. So, you know, we were delighted, basically.
I was really pleased as well that Flyhawk are obviously continuing to support Team Bath as well, which shows how companies are there for the long term, really.
Yeah, I mean, they've been amazing. And Steph's, you know, she's passionate about it and so supportive, and was one of the first to come back round and say, we're still here and we're still behind you. So, and other sponsors as well. So, you know, it's been it's really encouraging and heartening to see how much support and encouragement we had, particularly over that summer. It was, you know, there's no two ways about it. It was a really tough summer for everybody, players, coaches, everyone. And, you know, we've come out the other side of it and we're healthy and strong, which is great.
And what's it going to be like for you, obviously, having that competition in its own right, running alongside the Super League? That's going to be important.
Yeah, massively. I mean, it creates another place that these young players can get exposed to really high-level netball, high-level competition across loads of months of the year. And a lot of them are going to be curtain raisers. Obviously, for us, Team Bath, our 23s are our flagship squad. So they're going to be, you know, getting all that game day experience around them and hopefully getting a big home crowd in. But when we go away to other teams as well, they're going to be curtain raising. So it's a great experience for those players with the high level of that they'll be playing against, but also, you know, playing in front of crowds, getting that kind of professional experience around it.
Phoebe, we touched on it earlier, but obviously you were part of the Super League last season as well. How important is it for you that Blue and Gold continues in Next Generation form?
Yeah, it's massively important. I think when I heard the news that the 23s was going forward was really exciting, because obviously, as you mentioned, I was part of the Super League last year, and to hit like the day that we found out it wasn't going to be part of the Super League next year was really, really sad. But to know that we've still got a really exciting team and a really exciting league coming up is really good, especially because it's my last year of uni as well at Bristol. So it all makes sense. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. I think we've got a really strong squad this year. And looking at all the other squads, I think it will be a really competitive league, which I'm really looking forward to get started. Definitely.
I mean, when you see people like Jade Clark in the mix for Thunder, George Inger as well for Mavs, were you equally surprised when you saw them names of that standard being announced?
Well, obviously we knew that there were going to be a few players above the kind of under 23 bracket. But yeah, hearing Jade Clark's name was a bit of a surprise. But I think it would just bring that competitiveness to the league. And it makes it even more exciting, like coming up against the, you know, England's most capped player is going to be really, really great experience for everyone. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Natalie, maybe one for you. It's important that we still recognise those players that play in Prem week in, week out. How will their possible inclusion, or can they equally be included in future next gen sides?
Oh, I think there's a whole wealth of next gen players who are playing Prem, because if you look at how the season aligns, you're almost at the end of the national Prem season by the time next gen starts. So it's a great opportunity for them to get court time and to be in that sort of regular playing environment before they even hit the next gen court. And I think there's a lot. There's a big crossover right across. And, I think that combination of older players in within, as Phoebe's already mentioned, with the younger players, you can see that it will be a real development environment, which I know is England Netball's intention. I think the league's going to be really exciting. And I think you've got hopefully loads of emerging talent that are, you know, have been cutting their teeth in the NatPrem environment, being supported and hopefully mentored and, you know, developed with the older players included, that will take them into that kind of, hopefully, a really competitive next gen league.
I knew we spoke a couple of weeks ago about the recent coaching camps as well. They were no doubt a great success. So good to see that that passion for netball in the Southwest is still there moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. Our the coach education series we did over the summer was really successful. We visited six sites across the Southwest and we had great attendance at all of them. So it was great to see that, we knew people still want netball in the Southwest, want opportunities to see netball, play netball, but also develop themselves as coaches, umpires and everything else. So it was great to be able to get out and provide that. And it gave us a really good touch point as the coaches of Team Bath Netball to connect with those other coaches, you know, that were still going, you know, is there going to be opportunities for me to develop my coaching in a pathway program? So it was really exciting. And kind of beyond that coach education series, the support we've been shown and the kind of demand for netball in the Southwest has been huge since the news. So it really highlighted, you know, the importance of what we're doing and continuing to do that to make sure people have access to great netball, great development opportunities and everything beyond that.
Natalie, Phoebe is obviously part of the side alongside Ellie and Lily. What can they bring to the side?
Oh, that exposure to Super League, we're lucky. We're delighted that they were in our squad. But they, you know, we want to, Anya's already mentioned that they are kind of our flagship squad because we, of course, don't have that Super League sitting up above. So we want to really showcase these guys and hopefully give them a platform to build their Super League careers for the future. And you know, as a result, we're going to do ticketed games and, you know, we're asked regularly, and I really mean that regularly, where, you know, will there be an opportunity to watch netball in the Southwest? Well, the answer to that is yes. But that kind of playing in front of a crowd, it's can be nerve-wracking, intimidating, all of those things. And the sort of experience that Phoebe, Lily, Ellen, that they bring into that environment will be fantastic. And I'm sure, well, hopefully, Phoebes, you'll be sharing that, you know, voice of calm so that they can sort of pull on hopefully their experience, and they can, you know, guide and lead this team.
Two names that are also on there are Daniela Carr and Catherine Mansfield, daughter of Mel Mansfield. That game's going to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. Ironically, I played with Mel about 100 years ago for Middlesex, and we've messaged, you know, and you know, Catherine's a real talent, and I think really exciting. And I think hopefully this will be, you know, a great platform for her. And obviously she's coming across from Cardiff a couple of times a week. And yeah, she's thriving, and it's fantastic to have her in this squad. Similarly, Danny, who's at the uni, and Danny has, you know, she's another big talent, and she can play at either end of the court. She's, yeah, an imposing character on the court. So yeah, I feel we've pulled together a really exciting combination of athletes.
I don't know who wants to answer this, but how much potential do you think that side has? Quite a lot. Massive. Yeah.
I think so. You know, we're in it to compete, and, you know, we're quietly ambitious. I don't want to oversell this, because you'll be calling me in 6 months' time going...
Yeah, exactly, playing it back.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, we are, you know, we're there to be really competitive, is what I would say. And, you know, I'm quietly confident, maybe not so quietly behind closed doors, but quietly confident about what this squad is capable of. There's some enormous talent in amongst that group. And, you know, and just the training environment alone is challenging. They're pushing each other. I mean, you couldn't ask for more, really, in the commitment to be better and to be the best they can be collectively is inspiring. It's going to be exciting.
Phoebe, a real quick question on England. How are things with them at the minute? How are things going?
Yeah, really good, thank you. We've had quite a heavy block of futures camps at the moment. But yeah, it's been a pretty intense few months. But yeah, we've got a bit of a break now until under-21 starts up again. So yeah.
And Anya, finally, obviously, Blue and Gold will play 6 home matches at the Team Bath Arena, starting at the season opener on the 7th of Feb against Notts Forest. 2 further home games as well are going to be at the new Celadrum Sports Complex in Bristol. It's about taking the game to new fans and yet keeping existing fans on board as well. And really exciting times.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're here to keep netball in the Southwest and make it accessible for everyone to come and watch. And we're really, I mean, like Nat said earlier, we've had great response from everyone wanting to come and watch netball, seeing the really exciting names in this squad and knowing what this team is about to put together on court and knowing it's going to be a great standard and, you know, a replica of Super League, really. So getting out and making sure it's accessible to our fans is important. Of course, we're going to be in the Team Bath Arena, staying with our, you know, real home games there. But getting into Bristol as well is really important for us to make sure that everyone has access to come and watch us, different schools, different young girls that will hopefully be inspired by watching our amazing athletes out on court.
More info on news about Team Bath, ticket information as well, netball.teambath.com. And I don't know about you three, but I can't wait for this next Gen League to start and run alongside Super League. Thank you so much for your time, everybody.
Andy, thank you. It was great.
Thank you so much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.